So today's Samuel story talks about anointing. And among the kings, Saul was the first one who was called anointed. And if you translate this anointed into Greek, you know what you get? Christos, out of which we have Christ. And also, if you translate into Hebrew, you know what you get? Messiah. Interesting? And Saul was anointed oil on the head. And there was another profession or rank that was anointed with oil. It's a Bible quiz. Do you know who that was? High priest. The first one in the Bible who was actually anointed with oil on the head was Aaron, the brother of Moses. The two were anointed with oil on their head. Now, in this story in Gospels, you have Jesus being anointed with oil on foot. Why? I'll let you think about that one. I wonder about it. So, did you find some answers? The high priest and the king were baptized or anointed with oil. That was the process of consecration. In a very simple language, to differentiate them. They were distinguished and differentiated among the peoples to represent their God in two ways. One is actually religion in modern language, state and the religion. Somehow, king represent the ruling, the government, the power, the army. High priest represents the holiness, the worship, the rituals. And in Philemon correspondences, it goes with both represent divine good and divine truth of the Creator. And oil is, in a way, the highest way of distinguishing. You could do it with water when you need to wash your sins. If you read this Old Testament, if you have done something wrong and you have to stay outside the camp, and your entrance, the last ritual for your entrance is to go to a stream, the flowing water, and you go inside and wash yourself and come out. Sound familiar? The baptism that John was doing. But only the high priest and king were to be anointed with oil. Now, today's scripture, Jesus receives this anointing of oil, or very precious oil. And Judas Iscariot is not very happy about it. And he was saying that, you know, it could be sold 300 denarii. Denarius is a Roman currency, kind of silver coin. And the value equivalence is quite very hard to determine exact. But let's say close to be $20 in US dollar these days. But then again, it depends. Because sometimes it was given as one day's wage for these people who work in the field. So, about, what, $6,000 worth of oil that she's just bringing it and just pouring. And then she wipes it with what? Her hair. Why? Is that so that she can anoint her head with the oil? Right? No, of course, yes. See, this story is like very deeply symbolic from the beginning. And honestly, I need about 2 hours to explain all the details that I have found and had fun last week reading this story. It begins with 6 days before the Passover. I say this line a lot, right? But I'll say it again. How many times do you hear, read in the Gospels, it actually says the number of days? Very rare. Very rare. 6 days prior to Passover. 6 days prior to his death. 6 days. Where else do you hear number six? That's right. Creation. Human beings were created on the sixth day. Bible loves numbers. And believe it or not, they're all connected. When it says number six here, number six in Old Testament, they're usually connected in its significance and meaning. 6 days to his death. Is it just death and end of everything death? No. That was the new beginning, a completion of the whole process he was going through on earth for 3 years. This Passover death of Jesus is going to be the completion of what? Human redemption. The redemption for all humanity. And allowing this access for salvation for all. A huge thing going on. And that day was to be the completion day. And the number six. It could have been 7 days prior to the Passover. For 5 days prior to. But it had to be 6 days somehow. It connects to the Passover. And it's a woman. You know Mary and Martha story? This is that Mary. The Mary, unlike her sister, was willing to work in the kitchen, was not willing to do anything. They had tons of guests coming at home. So many people to feed her sister, good Martha, was working hard in the kitchen, while this sister Mary was sitting right next to Jesus, and according to Martha, doing nothing. However, Jesus didn't really perceive it that way, did he? And now she is buying this very precious oil, bringing it to him, and washing the feet, and wiping it with her hair. The word wipe here, wiping, you know what Jesus did with his disciples on Monday, Thursday evening? That's right. He washes their foot and wipe it clean. Same wipe. Interesting?
Yeah.
Yes. So, woman, as the woman who values more of having relationship with Jesus than serving the people. So, what is presented here may be sometimes hard to actually understand. In one way, what Jesus is trying to say is that there may be something that's more valuable than act of charity to each other. Something more essential than just going out and helping other people. Something that may not happen very often, but very essential to your faith, to your being. That's something that may be described as actually connecting to God. Do you have a moment, or did you have a moment, you actually felt that you are actually connected with your God. And what Jesus is saying, and one of the ways to looking at it, the way I understood, is sometimes that's much more essential than just going out and helping all the people who are in need. That's why he's saying, this line stuck to my brain whole week. You will always have the poor. Think, what does that mean? The word troubled me was always. You will always have the poor, but you will not always have me. What does that mean? And in my research, in my meditation, what I found to be true is that even if I pray, meditate, read the Bible, I believe almost daily, real moment that I actually feel that I am actual presence of God and I am actually feeling Him or her is not that often. It's very rare and precious moments, but that is anchor. That is the ground. That is the foundation of actually what I am. Without it, I'm not standing here. I cannot bear to talk to you about the meaning of the Bible. I don't think I can counsel anybody in matter of crisis or even faith. That there is this moment that somehow I actually feel I am actually connected. Just like I can come here and I can hold his shoulder. Almost it's that real. This moment, woman, representing passion, affection. Affection. Affection for truth that's in us. Bringing the oil. The highest good we can ever possibly do. And wiping the feet. Yet still, we can only connect to the feet of God. And yet, with our hair. Hair means all the power we have. Isn't that amazing? That's just a short summary. As I was saying, I need actually 2 hours to share with you all that I have found and enjoyed actually for the past week reading this passage over and over again. That's the moment you change. That's the moment the power of God actually comes into you and make a change. It's the moment you're not anointing God. How can you anoint God? How can we sanctify God? God is the holiness itself. The story is actually we are anointing ourselves in the highest possible. And that's the moment our heart feels God's presence and power, and we actually feel kind to all others. That amazing experience is somehow described in this very short story. And it's my belief that that's what Jesus is encouraging us to do. And sometimes that's more important to us than just to think, talk, act about helping all the people. Because you will always have the poor. To me, if you want to help somebody, there will be always somebody you can help. No matter where you are, what you are, it doesn't matter. How many moments in your life you can actually have this connection, feeling of God in your heart. That's really important. And somehow, To me, that's what Jesus is emphasizing here. On the sixth day to his death. May God bless you all in this journey, finding, connecting, experiencing divine presence, which is real and true in you. Amen.